time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by WNS Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Not too terrible. Not too terrible. It's easy to sleep when you got that rain pounding down on the roof.
Yeah, nice little rain.
Of course, folks in Colorado aren't saying that right
now.
That's true.
That wasn't a little rain, I guess.
Yeah. We've had our share of that, too. We just haven't had our share of regular rainfall here during the better part of this summer and early part of, well, I guess it's almost fall. We're getting there. Kendall Warren is in with us this morning as we get going. He'd like to tell us today about WNS Appliance. How's Kendall this morning?
Very good, Jim. Thank you. Got a couple of used upright freezers, one 20 cubic foot, one 16 cubic foot. Got a small used 14 cubic foot refrigerator. Got a French door bottom freezer refrigerator, stainless steel with ice and water dispenser. Practically new. Four used side-by-side refrigerators. Got in a used slide-in electric range in excellent condition. Used portable air cleaner. Match front load washer and dryer set works good. Two other used automatic washers in good condition. Got in a near new 30-inch gas range. Used 30-inch electric ranges. Have two of those to select from. Used Maytag drying center. Used gas dryers, match washer dryer set, and a used 18 cubic foot refrigerator in very good condition. Lots of new dehumidifiers in stock in several sizes. Lots of refrigerators by Whirlpool, Amana, Maytag, KitchenAid, LG, and Frigidaire. Good selections of models, colors, and prices. And as usual, top trade-ins on any clean used working refrigerator at WNS Appliance. Jim?
Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. This is World Alzheimer's Awareness Month. And if you check out some information from the Alzheimer's Association, I'm pretty certain that I don't have to explain too much what Alzheimer's and dementia are to most folks. Now, 10, 20 years ago, that might have been a little bit different. A lot of folks still weren't necessarily sure what all that was. But nowadays, I think folks are pretty well aware of that. It's pretty high profile anymore as far as some of the events and activities and things that happen around that. But when you take a look at Alzheimer's, some of the facts and figures are a little surprising. Alzheimer's disease is actually the sixth leading cause of death in the United States. And in fact, when they talk about how the how things have increased over time, it's amazing. It's one of the those other five that are in the ahead of them on that list have all decreased over the last 10 years or so. Alzheimer's disease continues to have an increase in the number of instances there. More than 5 million Americans currently live with the disease, and one in three seniors dies with Alzheimer's or another form of dementia. And when you take a look at the folks that it also affects, because Alzheimer's not only affects those who actually come down with the condition, it also affects those around them. In the year 2012, 15.4 million caregivers provided more than 17.5 billion, with a B, 17.5 billion hours of unpaid care. That's to the tune of about $216 billion worth of time that was provided by those who care about those folks. And nearly 15% of caregivers for people with Alzheimer's or another dementia are actually long-distance caregivers, so it's not like you're living in the same location there necessarily. Alzheimer's also has costs in addition to the physical costs that we see every day. Now, when it comes to Alzheimer's disease, the Alzheimer's Association does list 10 early signs and symptoms. So if you are aware of those types of things, you can kind of keep tabs on that, maybe get some early detection. But one of the things they talk about would be memory loss that disrupts your daily life. And in, you know, how many times have we talked about that? Gee, I can't remember where I put my car keys. Not necessarily a sign of dementia or Alzheimer's. If it's disrupting your daily life, one of the most common signs is just that memory loss, especially forgetting recently learned information. You know, others include forgetting important dates or events, asking for the same information over and over, and increasingly needing to rely on memory aids like reminder notes or electronic devices and things, or perhaps family members for things that they used to handle on their own. So those are kind of things that you might want to be aware of. The second one is challenges in planning or solving problems. Some people may experience changes in their ability to develop and follow a plan or maybe work with numbers. They may have trouble following a familiar recipe or keeping track of monthly bills. They may have difficulty concentrating and take much longer to do things than they did before. Now, that's one thing. Now, they also say typical age-related change, making occasional errors when balancing a checkbook. Those are kind of common things we do. That's not really a sign of. A third one would be difficulty completing familiar tasks, either at home, at work, or at leisure. People with Alzheimer's often find it hard to complete regular daily tasks. Sometimes people may have trouble driving to a familiar location, or perhaps managing a budget at work, or remembering the rules of one of their favorite games, you know, things like that. Also, confusion with time or place, that's another sign early on. People with Alzheimer's can lose track of dates, seasons, and the passage of time. They may have trouble understanding something if it's not happening immediately. And sometimes they may forget where they are or how they got there. Those would obviously be signs that you might want to take a little closer look. Also, trouble understanding visual images and spatial relationships. For some people, having vision problems is a sign of Alzheimer's. They may have difficulty reading, judging distance, and determining color or contrast, which could perhaps cause trouble with things like driving as well. Now, also, another sign, the early warning signs, number six, would be new problems with words in speaking or writing. People with Alzheimer's may have trouble following or joining in on a conversation. They might stop in the middle of a conversation and have no idea how to continue, or they may repeat themselves. They may struggle with vocabulary, have problems finding the right word, or maybe call things by the wrong name. Those are types of things you might want to look for as well. Another early warning sign would be misplacing things, then losing the ability to retrace your steps. A person with Alzheimer's disease may put things in unusual places, and they may lose things and then be unable to go back over their steps to find them again. Sometimes they may accuse others of stealing, and this may occur more frequently over time as the frustration starts to set in too. Also, a decreased or poor judgment is another early warning sign. People with Alzheimer's, according to the Alzheimer's Association, may experience changes in judgment or their decision-making. And they give an example. They say they may use poor judgment when dealing with money, maybe giving large amounts to telemarketers. They may pay less attention to grooming or keeping themselves clean as well. Number nine would be withdrawal from work or social activities. A person with Alzheimer's may start to remove themselves from hobbies, from social activities, from works, projects, or sports. They may have trouble keeping up with a favorite sports team or perhaps remembering how to complete a favorite hobby. And they may also avoid being social because of the changes that they've experienced there as well. And another one to take a look at, number 10 in that list, would be changes in mood and personality. The mood and personalities of people with Alzheimer's can change. They can become confused, suspicious, depressed, fearful, or anxious. And they may be easily upset at home, at work, with friends, or maybe in places where they are out of their comfort zone as well. So those are just some of the early warning signs. You know, and the memory loss that disrupts daily life, you know, can be one of those symptoms. And that's why they suggest that you look for some of those 10 warning signs and symptoms. Don't just assume anything. If you notice that you or someone around you may have experienced some of those things, you know, just because once in a while doesn't necessarily mean that, oh my gosh, it's Alzheimer's disease. But, you know, because every individual may experience one or more of these signs in different degrees at a time. But if you notice any of those types of things, it might be wise to see a doctor, because if they can get things in early, then the Alzheimer's Association says that you can actually, you know, you can learn how to live with that and deal with the next step. So those are things to look for and to take a little bit closer look at. If you're seeing those types of things and they seem to be more and more prevalent, that's when you may want to get things checked out. Early detection means you can get the maximum benefit from available treatments. You can explore the different types of treatments that can provide some relief of the symptoms and maybe help you maintain a level of independence a little bit longer too. It may also increase your chances of participating in different types of trials and things. The Alzheimer's Association also says that early detection can give you more time to plan for the future. You know, diagnosis of Alzheimer's allows you to take part in decisions about your care, transportation, living options, financial and legal matters, And you can also participate in building the right care team and social support network there, too. And it's also help for you and your loved ones. Care and support services are available, and that makes it easier for you and your family to live the best life possible with Alzheimer's or some form of dementia. Pretty much everybody, I think, at some point in their lives knew someone, whether it be a relative or a friend, family member, what have you, that may have gone through something like that at varying levels. It's very difficult, not just for the patient themselves, but for those around, because of the extreme amount of attention and care that it takes to be able to take care of someone, to help someone who is going through that. So it's not just the individual, it's also the folks around them. So if you start to see some of those signs and things, be aware of that. Education, like any other type of affliction, education is always important so that you understand what might be happening and you can get the proper early treatment there as well and be prepared for that. 68% increase in Alzheimer's disease cases between the years 2000 and 2010. That's a pretty dramatic increase when all of the other diseases that are some of the most prevalent have been dropping over that same time frame. So it's the one that doesn't have a cure and the one that needs a lot of attention. So be aware of those kinds of things and be thinking about those things during September, World Alzheimer's Awareness Month. I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren so he can tell us more this morning about W&S Suppliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got lots of ranges, gas and electric, freestanding models on display, and a full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special order, such as built-in ovens, cooktops, drop-in ranges, slide-in ranges, and range hoods. Freezers, chest and upright, sizes from 5 through and including 25 cubic foot, and most of those in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Washers and dryers by Whirlpool, Maytag, Aman, LG, top load and front load with tub sizes up to 5 cubic foot at stack units for those of you with limited space. We also offer Speed Queen washers and dryers, which are made in the United States. They carry a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service on both the washer and the dryer. Additional, on the washer, you have 5 years on the washer motor and 10 years on the washer transmission. Stop and see us at W&S and try to do it today. Jim?
Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. You know, when you go to ALZ.org, is the Alzheimer's Association website, you can find a lot more. It's kind of interesting also to look through some of the Alzheimer's myths, some things that you may have heard over time that aren't necessarily true. So take a look at some of those things and educate yourself. It's good reading. It's important reading. Kendall, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it very much. Hey, go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.